The words of our text this morning are taken from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. There we read, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." And we pray. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You may be seated. Students, it is such a blessing for us as faculty and staff to have you back on campus this week. With your many gifts and varied talents, you bring so much life to Bethany. And now you're already concluding your first week back on campus. We're already concluding what we call the best week ever, and what a fond name for that. My hope is that you are having a pretty great week, and for good reason, starting with the fact that the anxiety of getting here and getting started is now over. Think about it. No more filling out application forms, getting through financial aid, getting registered for classes, planning, shopping, packing, travel, moving in, meeting new people. All of that is now behind you. Now you're getting settled in, and the fun of the best week ever is kicking in. New classes, new friends, new experiences, new opportunities. Looking forward to a bright and hopeful future, built upon the foundation of your Bethany education that's preparing you for a productive and fulfilling life. Perhaps you'd say on a 1 to 10 scale that this week you're feeling like an 8, 9, or 10. But I also think we all realize that life isn't always going to be this way, is it? It's certainly possible that right now some of you may be feeling unsure about your decision being at Bethany, or feeling uneasy about your circumstance in life. For those of you feeling this way, we pray that in time you will love your Bethany experience. And please, of course, let us know ways in which we can help you. While we all seek emotional balance in life, we acknowledge there are times or seasons in life when we get down. We get burdened with the challenges of life. Indeed, even in God's word in John 16, Jesus tells us, "In this world you will have trouble." That's due to the fact that our very nature as humans, all of us, we are plagued with imperfection. There's something called original sin in this world. It's sin that we simply all inherit by the simple fact we are human. In Psalm 51, David puts it this way, "Surely I have been a sinner from birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me." Because we're sinful humans, therefore, problems certainly can't be avoided. In classes, with our relationships, in our own thoughts and words and actions, we're going to have troublesome experiences. There will be opportunities that don't work out. We've all been in these situations. They'll continue. We've all experienced hardships in times when we've failed. When challenges arise and come your way, keep in mind that Jesus, in his word, tells us in the second half of that passage in John 16, "Take heart," Jesus said, "I have overcome the world." The good news is that in God's word, throughout the Bible, God provides wonderful promises, such as the one that he gave his disciples and really to all of us in Matthew 28, when he said, "I will be with you always, to the very end of the age." And most importantly, God is with us in that he's already taken care of our greatest problem, the fact of the fact that we are full of sin and face the consequence of our sin. So the problem is sin can't be avoided. It's our entire essence. It's what we inherit from our ancestors. So it permeates every interaction, every thought, every moment of our lives. And what makes our sin deadly is the fact that the Bible says that God's standard is perfection. And because of our imperfection, the Bible tells us in John chapter 6 that the wages, or what we deserve because of our sin, is death. Because of our sin, the consequence is eternal death in hell and separation from God eternally. That's what we deserve. But take heart, Jesus says. The point of today's message is simply this. When we have earthly challenges in our lives, we recognize that we, each of us, plays an important role in seeking the solution or resolving our problem. But that's not the way it is with God's solution to our biggest problem, sin, and its consequence, death. You see, it's not on you, but it is for you. Because of God's love for us as humans, as his creation, he sent his son Jesus to earth to live that perfect life that you and I could not live, and then in our place to suffer and die the consequences of sin that we deserved for us. What a gift freely given to us by God's grace, his undeserved love for us. So often in life, we think that everything is on us to solve, on our actions, on how we're feeling. With God's plan for our salvation over sin and death, that's not the way it is. As we heard in our text in Ephesians 2, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves. It's the gift of God, not by works, so that no one may boast. I once heard on a podcast, a spiritual podcast, religious podcast, a hypothetical discussion going on about rating one's faith on a 1 to 10 scale. I thought that was a little weird, but I listened. Yes, there are times when we feel very strong and secure in our faith. Maybe we've felt strong in our faith when we've been strengthened through the study of God's word, or in a class, or in chapel when we hear a message, or we're moved through the powerful message in the verse of a hymn, or in a scripture text, or when we're having a religious conversation with a pastor, a professor, a parent, or a Christian friend. But there are also times, we would have to admit, when we're not feeling so strong in faith. Sometimes we do have doubts. Sometimes when facing problems, we wonder where God is. Sometimes we're simply feeling burdened and weighed down by the guilt we feel over a sin. Know that when weighed down by the challenges of life or by our own sin, there's good news. Your salvation is not dependent on you. It's about what God has done for you. In Psalm 103, the writer says, "As far as the east is from the west, that's how far God has removed your sins from you." Because of Jesus, God has forgiven all of our sinfulness. When on the cross, as Jesus was nearing the completion of his work of suffering and dying for our sins, think about his announcement. He said, "It is finished." He announced that his work of securing our salvation was complete. Nothing more needed to be done. He didn't say, "Okay, I've done my part. Now you go do the rest. When Jesus said in Matthew 11, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Notice he didn't say, hey, come on over, I'll meet you halfway. God, through his Son, Jesus, has done it all. That's grace. That's God's love for us when we've done nothing at all to deserve it. And that's why I'm so pleased that all of you as students are here at Bethany. It's here where every day you have the opportunity to continue to be strengthened in your faith, in that assurance of God's promise, being surrounded by the Word where you may continue to hear and study it and receive that message of that good news, God's love for us by sending us a Son, His Son, our Savior from sin, to remove the guilt and the punishment of our sins from us, so that we may have eternal life. Jesus tells us that is the one thing needful in this life. That's all we need. We're so glad you're here to learn it and to study it and be strengthened in it each and every day. May the Holy Spirit fill all of us with the zeal to gladly hear and study His Word, often that our faith in Jesus may be strengthened throughout our lives, until the end. Amen. Thank you, dear Father in heaven, how blessed we are. In your word, you show us the clear and only way to you, that through your Son, Jesus, we have forgiveness of sins and the sure hope of eternal life through faith in his saving work for us. Thank you for creating that saving faith in our hearts through the work of your Holy Spirit. Forgive us for the times we are weak in faith and doubt your promises. Help us to use the opportunities you've given us to grow daily in our knowledge and faith in Jesus. And we ask, Lord, that you use each of us, sinful as we are, as your instruments to proclaim that good news message of your Son, our Savior, to others, and to live in the joy of that message each day. To continue to hold us up in our weaknesses and help us to remain true to you and your word. For Jesus' sake, bless each of us. Bless the mission of our churches and Christian schools, of Bethany Lutheran College and Seminary, and those who serve them. We pray this all in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.